Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I hope you all had the chance to visit with or surround yourself with your loved ones and have a great holiday. There's many things in this world that I'm thankful for. But unfortunately, it's being overridden. It's being overridden by fear. And it's being overridden by the feeling that this country is not what this country was just 3 short years ago. And the fear of where it may be heading. We are faced with a very serious, and I mean a very serious, problem in this country. And it's getting worse daily. And I think that by overlooking this or trying to make it appear as though it's less than it is doing ourselves a great disservice. And I think we need to focus and realize what's happening before what's happening becomes totally out of hand and unstoppable. And what I'm talking about specifically is this new way of doing things in which justice is really for no one. Because the people who deserve their punishments walk the streets, get away with whatever they want to get away with, do whatever they want to do. They are untouchable. They absolutely will face no consequences for their actions. And people who have done nothing other than perhaps to espouse a different political ideology are being targeted. Find the person and then we'll figure out a crime. We cannot have this. It's now reached a degree of insanity that I have only seen in fascist countries. And what's so scary about this is the same people who are pointing fingers at the people on the right and saying, "You're fascist, you're communists, you're fascists, you're Nazis," are the people who are actually practicing fascism and applauding its use. And they don't see it. They refuse to see it. Now, case in point, prosecutor Jack Smith has literally just asked our government for the permission to investigate anyone, and you're hearing me right, anyone who has interacted with the former president of the United States, Donald Trump, on Twitter. Now, what he means by interacted is even if you subscribed to his Twitter feed. In other words, he wants carte blanche to investigate every single Trump supporter who made the horrible mistake of saying, "I'd like to keep up with what the President of the United States is saying. I guess I'll follow him on Twitter," while he was allowed to be on Twitter. And that's cause for investigation. On your tax dollars, by the way, folks, on your tax dollars. Now, he hasn't been given that permission yet. Perhaps he won't be. Let's hope he won't be. But the very fact that he's empowered to ask should make you extraordinarily worried. I want you to reverse this situation for a second. If a Republican prosecutor said, "I want carte blanche to investigate every single person who has ever donated one single dollar to Black Lives Matter," or followed their Twitter page, because they could potentially have been in those mobs or instigated those mobs that burnt down buildings, destroyed property, and in fact killed some people. So I want the power to investigate every single person. I would tell them you're crazy. You're absolutely insane. You can't do that. You can't lump a whole bunch of people together and say, let me find crimes that people did. Go after the people after the crime has been committed. You want to find the person who started the fire at Wendy's? God bless you. Go find them. You don't get to do it by investigating every single person who has ever said anything good about Black Lives Matter. But it goes farther than this, folks. What is Jack Smith investigating? Potentially have helped support the insurrection, except there was none. Thanks to our new Speaker of the House, who, by the way, released the tapes to the public in a very short fashion. Makes you wonder, why couldn't McCarthy do this, huh? I thought McCarthy was such a wonderful Republican and he didn't need to be taken away from his job. That was a horrible thing Matt Gaetz did. How dare Matt Gaetz do such a thing? McCarthy, Kevin McCarthy, was doing a fine job. How is it that McCarthy couldn't get that done? How is it that McCarthy couldn't release those tapes? Oh, but our new speaker released them very quickly, didn't he? Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Just what kind of backroom deals were being cut. And guess what those tapes show, folks, now that you can go see them yourself? It shows many, many, many crimes of trespass. It shows a few crimes of vandalism. And it shows one or two isolated incidents of what I would call assault. Guess what it doesn't show? Insurrection, because there wasn't any. The vast majority of what these tapes show is, yes, there were a few bad actors, but the overwhelming majority of people that weren't waved in by Capitol Police, how many weapons seized? Zero weapons seized. How many politicians assaulted? Zero politicians assaulted. Does that sound like an insurrection to you? You see, in an insurrection, you're attempting to overthrow the government. So these people attempted to overthrow the government by doing what? Taking pictures on their cell phone? They came unarmed. They came with no plan. They came disorganized. Most of them didn't even know each other. And yet some people who weren't even there, you heard me right, were not even in Washington, have been arrested. And you could be next. Because if Jack Smith gets his way and you happen to say, I don't believe there was an insurrection like I'm doing right now, maybe somebody will knock on my door. Because we live in a fascist country now under Joe Biden, where you cannot question the government's word, or you will be investigated by the Stasi. That's what's happening right now, folks. And they want to make it worse. Now, in the meantime, we have Hunter Biden literally saying, well, I'll obey the subpoena under one condition. I want all of my testimony to be public. Since when does a person who's subpoenaed get to decide under what conditions they will obey the subpoena? There are Republicans sent to jail for saying I'm not showing up because I've been unfairly served. Well, I got news for you. Hunter Biden was fairly served, and now he's going to set his own conditions, and everything's fine with that. Just like during the Summer of Love in Portland. Remember when they took over police barracks, police precincts? They all literally had weapons and said, if any police attempt to come through our autonomous zone, we will shoot them. We will kill them. That was the word that they came through. We will kill the police. And you know what the governor of that fine state said? This is a summer of peace. Love and harmony. Those people mean no harm. They only threaten to kill police officers. Show me the people who threatened to kill police officers on January 6th. Show me some guy saying, let's go in and kill police officers. Show me one. You can't because no one did. Not one. Show me the rioters or the supposed insurrectionists that brandished weapons and ran into the building carrying weapons. Show me one. I'll show you plenty that stayed in that autonomous zone that had AK-47s and all kinds of weapons. I'll show you plenty of them. There's a difference. They vote Democrat. If they vote Democrat, the law does not apply to them. The law only applies to those who would dare question our current government. And it's about to get worse. Because I can't sit here and tell you with any assurance that Jack Smith will not get clearance to investigate every single person who was on Donald Trump's Twitter account. He very well may. But meantime, we can't even get clearance to investigate Hunter Biden's supposed business partners. Now, I know there's going to be a lot of you people out there that says, well, what's wrong with Hunter Biden testifying publicly? I'd love to see it. I'd love to see it, too. Here is the three problems with that. One, you'll be limited to 5 minutes on your questions, and you already know how that works. The minute they start warming up and asking them the really good questions, somebody will scream, your time is up. You don't have to answer that question. And then a whole bunch of Democrats will run cover for them and say, isn't it true that you were in the throes of drug addiction? Isn't it true that everything you wrote was hallucinogenic and you have no idea what you're saying? Isn't it true that you bravely overcome all of your hardships to become the man you are today? We don't need to hear that. So that's number one problem. Number two problem is that they won't be able to ask him certain questions because it would violate a privacy rule where you may have to get into some things that the public really can't know. So unfortunately, when you add those to the fact that it's going to, thirdly, of course, it's going to add that the Democrats will overwhelm with their questions and just stall for time, it wouldn't be productive. If you can get Hunter Biden behind closed doors where there is no time limit, there is no playing to the camera for the audience, there's just hard questions, then you might get something. You're not going to get something if it's public, folks. But apparently Hunter Biden will be allowed to choose how he wants to do things because he is, in fact, a Democrat. In the meantime, Donald Trump is being prosecuted because he defrauded Deutsche Bank. He claimed his property in Mar-a-Lago was worth so much money when, in fact, it's only worth $18 million. Even though the property next door, which is an eighth the size and owned by no one famous, is worth $65 million, his is only worth $18 million, according to the Democrats. And we're the only ones that count. Never mind that there is no victim to this crime because Deutsche Bank were begging him for more business. Deutsche Bank testified, we were actually soliciting him. Do you want to borrow more money? Would you like to borrow more money? Can we do anything else for you? Because he was so good at paying it back. Where's the victim? Where's the victim to this crime? There isn't one. They don't care. They are more concerned about you being a Trump supporter because if they can scare you, I better not vote for Donald Trump or Jack Smith will come after me. Listen very closely to the sound of my voice. I'm a Trump supporter. There was no insurrection. The election was, in fact, stolen. Would you like to come after me, Mr. Smith? Because I'm not going to put up with this as an American. We do not live in the Soviet Union. We are told every day what an evil, horrible person Vladimir Putin is while you're literally mimicking him. And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of Donald Trump not being presidential because he called Rosie O'Donnell fat. But Joe Biden can get away with calling somebody a dog-faced pony soldier and threatening to take him outside and actually have a fist fight with him. He's presidential. I'm tired of Donald Trump being a horrible man because he might have had an affair on his wife, but it's okay for Joe Biden to shower with his 10-year-old daughter. I'm tired of it. You are not going to convince the brainwashed. They don't care. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. They do not care. They would gladly see you in a gulag. They would gladly see you taken to the showers. You don't believe me? How about all the people who are marching for pro-Palestinian events, huh? There are people literally saying the Israelis killed their own people and blamed it on Hamas. That's what they did. And they believe it. And when you ask them a simple question, like, well, if Hamas didn't do this, how come they have hostages? If Hamas didn't do this, why right now are they negotiating to release hostages? How did they get these hostages if they didn't do what we claim they did? Racist! Stupid! No, you're brainwashed. Half of this country is asleep. And you need to wake up, and you need to wake up fast, folks. Because if you think eventually they're not going to come for you, you have lost your mind. This is the tip of the iceberg. There is no justice right now in this country. I heard a guy literally say, I don't know why the Republicans are so obsessed with the crime rate. I can prove that a lot of crimes have went down under Joe Biden. A lot of minor crimes have went down. How come you never talk about that? Let me talk about that. You know the reason they went down? Because you decriminalized them. That's why. If I can walk out of a store with under $750 worth of merchandise and it's not a crime, well, then you've lowered the crime rate. Doesn't mean it's not being committed, though. It doesn't mean it's not running stores out of business. And that's your goal. Run these stores out of business. We were told not that long ago it is impossible to clean up San Francisco's homeless. It's a task no one could do. It's going to take years. But when China's president arrived in San Francisco, there was no homeless to be seen. He cleaned it up in just a few days. Because you're lying. Everything that you see is what they want. This is what they want the United States to be. Now we're hearing, oh, there's another disease floating around in China. Everybody's getting mask mandates, and they're going to have to stay in. Yeah, right around election season again. Amazing. Amazing how it didn't happen last winter or the winter before that. It's only happening now. Interesting. My friends, it is time to get serious about this. I know there's a lot of people out there who are saying you are being an alarmist. I am not being an alarmist. The wolves are at the door. When you have a federal prosecutor literally say, I want the right to investigate anyone who has ever subscribed to a president Twitter account, do you think only Republicans subscribe to the president's Twitter account? I think a lot of Democrats monitored it so they subscribed to see what he said. How come you Democrats aren't upset? How come you Democrats aren't screaming, wait a minute, my name might be on that list. I don't want to be investigated. How come you're not? Tell you why you're not, because you know you're not going to be. He's only going to cherry pick the ones that are legitimately Trump supporters. It's not only unconstitutional, it's incomprehensible to even imagine giving somebody the right to do that. It's incomprehensible. We have lost justice in this country. When you have an actual coroner say on tape, I do not dare to actually tell the world my findings on the George Floyd case because it does not match the narrative and I could lose my job. What does that tell you? I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. What does that tell you? When Derek Chauvin was on trial and they were asked, that lawyer, his lawyer literally said, the maneuver that he used, which was not putting his knee on the back of his neck, by the way, it was putting his knee on the back of his shoulder blade by the neck, is a legal move that's taught by the police on a regular basis. It is used, and we want to tell the jury that. You know what the judge said? No. No, you can't tell the jury that. Because we don't want the jury to know that, see. We want the jury to look at that video and say, why is that man putting his knee on him like this? I've never seen a police officer do that. Why? He's intentionally causing that man duress. No, he's not. That's a move that's used all the time by the police and it's taught. And when that lawyer said, can I mention that to the jury? No. No, you can't. Let me bring up another controversial name, Alex Jones. Alex Jones has said some dumb things. Not the least of which was saying that Sandy Hook was never happened. That was dumb, dumb, dumb. And it was totally wrong, and everybody knows it. And he should have been sued, and he should have had to pay restitution to the families who he claimed were in on the scam when their children were murdered. But $8 billion? He doesn't have $8 billion. And the jury and the judge knows he doesn't have $8 billion. So you know what it is? It's you can't pay it, so the families get nothing. So in essence, the families are left high and dry. We're just going to silence you so you can never really speak again. $8 billion, you can't get out of $8 billion when you don't even – he wouldn't make $8 billion if he lived four lifetimes. If he lived eight lifetimes, he's not going to make $1 billion in his lifetime. Alex Jones will never see $8 billion in either one of any of those families. Now, if it was real justice, you'd say, well, you know, you owe the families, I don't know, $100,000 each or something. I don't know, something that he could afford. But they didn't want that. And Alex Jones was not allowed to defend himself, by the way. Alex Jones was not allowed to say, I went on the air and totally apologized. I went on the air and said I was 100% wrong, folks. Turns out I had misinformation. Do you see anyone bringing CNN hosts up on that when they had wrong information about Donald Trump being a Russian spy? Are they gonna, do they have to pay $8 billion to Donald Trump? No, they don't. So I'm not condoning what Alex Jones said, telling you there's two schools of justice. Joe Biden said on a microphone in front of a live audience during a debate, the FBI has told me in no uncertain terms that that laptop is not real. It is Russian disinformation, and Donald Trump and his buddy Rudy Giuliani fell for it. No one ever told Joe Biden any such thing because the FBI knew it was real. So he just slandered Donald Trump. They all called him a Russian asset. He wasn't a Russian asset. They all slandered his name and said, we have a tape of him with Russian hookers, and he's being peed on, or they're peeing on his bed or something. They had nothing like that. Nothing like that ever existed, and they admitted it. And you know what they said? Oh, well, you know, we admitted it. So no harm, no foul. We were wrong. Oh, well, that's what Alex Jones did. He admitted it. Except there was a harm and there was a foul. How come? Oh, because he's not a Democrat. I forgot. If you're a Democrat, you can slander anybody you want to slander. And if you do get sued, like Nicholas Sandman sued CNN, the judge will give you a reasonable amount of money that they can pay. They didn't give Alex Jones a reasonable amount of money that he can pay, so the families will see nothing because they don't care about the families. They care about silencing opposing voices, and that's what they did. They silenced an opposing voice. The only way we are going to be able to fight back is in the chat room. We have Derek saying he's going to vote for Donald Trump, and if they want to come get him, come get him. This is what we have to do, folks. This is what we have to do. Come get us. Show me my crime. If my crime is supporting Donald Trump, then I guess I'm guilty because I'm not supporting anyone else. I understand that all the establishment Republicans want Nikki Haley. I understand that. I understand why you want Nikki Haley, because she has your best interests at heart. But I don't want somebody who has your best interests at heart. I want somebody that has the common American people's interests at heart. And that's Donald Trump. Now, on a happier note, Donald Trump's numbers are way up with young voters, and Donald Trump's numbers are way up with minority voters, many of which are saying we saw the light. At first, we didn't like Donald Trump. At first, we thought Donald Trump was this, that, and the other thing. But now we're taking a hard look at this saying, what are you doing? You're obviously playing games with this guy. And if you so desperately want to stop him from being the president, there's got to be a reason. You overplayed your hand. And now some people are seeing it for what it really is. Now, not the least of which are people who vote with their pocketbook, because we clearly know that no matter how many times Karine Jean-Pierre gets on television and says, the rate of inflation is just a little over 3%, no one believes that. No one in their right mind believes that. If you believe that, there's something mentally wrong with you. Either that or you never shop and you never pay any bills. Is your electric up more than 3%? Yes. Is your cable up more than 3%? Yes. Is your internet up more than 3%? Yes. Is your rent up more than 3%? Yes. Is your groceries up more than 3%? Yes. So how is it 3%? Is your gas up more than 3%? Yes. Oil, fuel, heating oil? Yes. So just keep believing it's 3%. You see, they have a way of spinning things to make it sound good. Crime is down with robberies, yeah, because you've decriminalized them. Job numbers are way up, you know. Yeah, they're way up because everybody needs a second job. Everybody's going out and getting a second job because they can't afford to live with one. It's $18 for a meal at McDonald's. A combo meal. It's $18. So I did a little research, and guess what I found? The average American household is spending $11,400 more than they did under Donald Trump, just for basics, just to live. $11,400. Just push that $600 more and say $12,000. That's $1,000 a month more to live. $1,000 a month more, your average American household. That's $250 a week more. There are people who are just barely making $500 a week, $600 a week, and you expect them to shell out $250 more? And then you dare to come on television and say the inflation rate is 3%? If you make $100,000 a year, that's more than 10% up for you. And that's if you make $100,000 a year. There are plenty of people in this country make $50,000 a year. That's 20%. Did your wages go up 20%? No, they bait and switched you. Your wages will go up $2 an hour. But everything in the country is up 20%. Well, guess what? You're in the minus. Big time in the minus. $11,400, folks. I want you to let that sink in for a minute. If you make $15 an hour, think of how long it's going to take you to make $11,000. That's how much harder you got to work under Joe Biden just to be even. We're not talking about extras. We're not talking about going to the movies, going out to dinner, buying yourself a car. We're talking about basics: heat, lights, clothing, food, insurance, the basics, the very basics. $11,400 more. I want you to understand that there are some places in the United States of America where people are making $25,000 and they're trying to live on it. And you've now increased them $11,000. That's half. How are they supposed to continue to live? Well, they can't. So now both mom and dad got to get two jobs. And guess what the Democrats do? Instead of saying, this is terrible, people are needing to get two jobs. Each family now has to have four jobs, two for mom and two for dad, to just survive. No, they turn it around and say, hey, job numbers are up. Job numbers are up, huh? Yeah, job numbers are up because everybody needs a second and third job. To literally afford to live. Now, before you go jumping all over me and saying, well, where did you get these numbers? I'm sure you got these numbers from Fox News. No, I didn't. I got them from CBS in their business section. You know, CBS, who has for I don't know how many years sided with liberal Democrats. So I would believe these numbers. These numbers, $11,400, is how much more you are now spending, folks, just for the basics, just to live. So the next time you hear someone say, inflation is only up 3%, they're a damn liar. Like I told you, go to McDonald's. Order a value meal at McDonald's. Is that up 3%? I don't know. What were they used to be, like 10 bucks? So 3%, maybe $10.30. Come on, folks. They're $18. They're almost double. Did you go grocery shopping this Thanksgiving? According to Karine Jean-Pierre, food is down. It's way down. I didn't notice that. I didn't notice that when I'm paying, you know, top dollar for every single thing on my table. Because it's not true. Thankfully, people aren't falling for this anymore. You don't have to like the Republicans. I don't like a lot of Republicans. If I gave you a laundry list of Republicans I don't trust or don't like, the show would be over before I'm done. But I can tell you this. If you think Joe Biden is doing a good job as president, you are delusional. And if you think he did a better job as president than Donald Trump, you are double delusional. Because that is not the truth. Period. End of conversation. And that is fact-based. That is not an opinion. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. And I'm glad to see a large percentage of younger people, a large percentage of minorities are starting to wake up and say, wait a minute, we're not better off. I used to be able to take my kids to McDonald's once a week when I got my paycheck. Now I can't. I used to be able to go and get my kids a treat now and then over here. Now I can't. I used to have a little leftover money at the end of the week or the end of the month so I could go do something or buy myself some clothes. And now I can't. Yeah, and now you can't. It's right. Because you're spending $11,400 more a year just to survive. I want to tell you something, folks. If Jack Smith gets his way, and you're allowed to be investigated strictly on the people that you subscribe to on social media, this opens up a whole bad can of worms. Okay? This opens the door. I don't trust the Republicans either. So let's say Jack Smith goes after all the Trump supporters because, they're Trump supporters. They're evil. Let's go after them. Let's find a crime they did. So-and-so subscribed to Donald Trump's Twitter channel. Make sure he paid his taxes. Make sure he's never threw a can out the window of his car. Make sure he's this, that, and the other thing. Okay. And then what? Then what happens when the Republicans take power and they say, okay, well, let's investigate everybody who had anything good to say about this person or that person. You want to live in a country like that? Because I don't. You can't set a precedent like this because then the other side will also take advantage of it eventually. We got to wake up and we've got to understand what's truth and what's opinion. Because they're not the same thing. And the truth is, this country is heading toward a socialist, fascist regime. There is no Democrat Party anymore. Name me a real Democrat. We just saw, unfortunately, Rosalynn Carter pass away, Jimmy Carter. He's on hospice. You might call them real Democrats. And I don't want to be so harsh as to say they're a dying breed when one just died, but, I mean, there is no more. You literally have politicians now supporting terrorist organizations. Hamas is a terrorist organization. I don't care how you feel about Israel's occupation of Gaza or anything else. I'm telling you that Hamas is listed in the United States as a terrorist group. And when politicians are literally saying, we support them, then you're supporting a terrorist group. So let me get this straight. A congresswoman can say, I support a terrorist group that is on the terrorist list in the United States of America, and she's not under investigation. I subscribe to Donald Trump's Twitter feed, and I am. Let that sink in for a minute. Let that sink in for just a minute. You don't think there's anything wrong with that? And I know there's going to be you Trump, never Trumpers out there saying, no, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. That's perfectly fine. Okay. Well, then when they come for you, when the crazed members of the Republican Party gain power, and then they come for you, and they say, well, you supported this cause or that cause, so you're under a watch. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Because you had your chance to stand up and say, wait a minute, this is too far. I don't support Donald Trump. I don't support the Republican Party, but you're not going to investigate people who do just based on that. You had your chance. If you give government an inch, they will take 400 miles, and both sides will do it. So if Jack Smith sets this precedent, and all you Democrats are cheering, good, the Trump supporter is going to be investigated. Just wait. Because eventually there'll be a Republican president, and there'll be a Republican prosecutor. And he'll say, well, maybe we should go after those people who supported Obama. Maybe we should go after those people who supported Joe Biden. And then you'll say, unfair. How come our Republican allies aren't standing up for us? Because you didn't stand up when it counted. That's why. Enough is enough. Enough's enough. if you don't stand for something, then you fall for anything, right? Isn't that the old adage? Well, there it is. There it is in black and white. The problem in this country is we have now allowed people to say my opinion is fact, when in fact it's not. My opinion is I am pro-life. No, I am not for a mother being forced if her life is in jeopardy to have a child. No, I am not for someone who's been raped to have a child. No, I'm not for any of that. But generally, I'm pro-life. That's a fact. But it's also my opinion, because I realize that the majority of the country aren't. So I'm not telling the majority of the country what they should do. I'm telling you my opinion and what I would do. But if the majority of the country wants some kind of middle ground, fine. Fine. You have to play by facts. Play by opinion, because everybody's got one. How are you going to appease everybody? You can't. People are asking if I'm taking calls. I'll be taking calls later if I get the chance. Got a lot to get off my mind today. First and foremost, though, folks, is this. Justice cannot be tainted. Down through the years, justice has been tainted before. And we fought against it, and we've won tremendous progress, made tremendous progress toward making justice more equal. It's still not 100% there, and it never will be 100%, let's face it. But it can't be this. It can't be who did you vote for before we decide whether what you did is a crime or not. You can't have that. Not in this country, you can't have that. I know plenty of people who voted for Joe Biden. I think they're idiots. I don't think they're evil. I don't think they said, oh, boy, let's throw everybody in jail. Let's wreck the country. I don't think that. I know some people who voted for Biden. I think they're good people. They were misled. And some of them are too stubborn to admit they were misled, and they just say, oh, well, he's doing okay. No, he's not doing okay. He's doing terrible. Destroying the country right in front of your eyes. If your ego will not allow you to say he's doing terrible because you voted for him, okay. But that's not a fact. Facts are indeed facts, folks. You can't get away from it. So what do we do? Well, here's what we have to start doing. We have to stop trying to divide one another, and we have to start trying to band together as Americans. I don't care who you voted for last year, the year before that, the year before that, or the year before that, locally or presidentially. I care what you're doing now. Everyone makes mistakes. I care what you're doing now. Very famous Democrat lawyer by the name of Alan Dershowitz, who said, I haven't voted for Trump ever, and I don't intend to vote for him again, clearly says, this is unconstitutional. What's happening here is ridiculous. You can't have this in this country. The rule of law is the rule of law. You can't bend it based upon political ideology. You have no law. You have nothing. Absolutely nothing. Correct. He's absolutely correct. Because he's got the ability to say, I'm a Democrat and I don't believe in some of the policies that the Republicans, or specifically Donald Trump, espouse. But at the same time, I don't condone making two sets of laws. Of course not. Of course not. I've been as fair as I can be on this show to Joe Biden. There were times when I had people say to me, did you know that Joe Biden did this? And it's something he did not do. And I said, that's not true. He did not do that. Just the other day when they said, did you hear Joe Biden is so cognitively declined that a six-year-old girl was at one of his speeches and he asked her, are you 16? He didn't even know the difference between a six-year-old and a 16-year-old. He was clearly joking. He was clearly making a joke. He knows the difference between a six-year-old and a 16-year-old. He was joking. We can't do it on either side. We have to stop this. Just stop already. All I ever hear is it's the men against the women. It's the minorities against the non-minorities. It's the Republicans against the Democrats. It's the trans people against the straight people. Stop. For God's sake, just stop. I don't give a damn what your sexuality is. None of my business who you sleep with or who you want to fall in love with. I don't care. I don't care what your religion is as long as it doesn't involve kidnapping people and killing them. And I sure as hell don't care what your skin color is. What the hell do I care? What I care about is this country. And I know that in 3 years, I have seen it decline the way I have never seen a country decline in my life. And it didn't just decline for the rich. And it didn't just decline for the minorities. It declined for everybody. I know people right now who are struggling saying, I can barely put groceries on my table with the job I have. And the Democrat solution? Make the employers pay them more. And the minute the employers pay them more, then guess what will happen? Inflation will go up more, and your buying power will be either less or stay the same. That's the way it's always been. It's the way it is now. Everybody's, I got $2 an hour more under Joe Biden. Yay. Yeah, and you're paying $11,000 more a year to just survive. It doesn't equal out, folks. When will you realize that? They could pay you $1,000 an hour, and if gas goes up to $500 a gallon, then you're worse off. Where I live right now, you could go and try to find an apartment, and it's a dump. It's a one-bedroom dump, and it's $1,800 a month. Nothing furnished. How are you supposed to do that? If you're a single mom, how are you supposed to do that if you're a guy on his own? You can't. You'd have to work two jobs, and then the Democrats say, these job numbers are up. Maybe they'll go get a third job, and it'll look better for Biden. It's disgusting. Absolutely abysmal. And I don't care what anybody says. Facts are facts, and under Donald Trump, and I checked it, the average American household income was plus $6,000. In other words, under Joe Biden, you're spending $11,000 more to be even. Under Donald Trump, you were spending $6,000 less. That's not an opinion. That is a fact. So what are you going to do? Let him continue this nonsense? What are you going to do? I'm going to take some phone calls. Tom in New York, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am here. I hope you can hear me okay. The internet signal has been a little wonky today. But, sir, you're absolutely correct. I mean, weren't we told that this inflation was transitory? I mean, I don't know about you, but I didn't get an $1,100 raise. Monthly raise this year to be able to pay $11,000 extra dollars per year. And as for this attorney general or state's attorney, whatever his name is, passing me at the moment, if he gets his way, it's only a matter of time before they start coming door to door, knowing where we live, who we voted for. We're registered, right? So we're registered Republicans or conservatives. They're going to come to our door, and they're going to confiscate our electronics, confiscate our personal property. Isn't this what the Nazis did? What the Germans did?
Yes.
That's where it's headed. And it's downright terrifying that Donald Trump cannot take money from his own business that he made to use to pay his legal fees. I mean, let's be honest, these legal fees wouldn't be necessary if it wasn't a sham. That's his money. That's not anybody else's money. That's his money. His business.
Well, just
his...
do me a favor. Point me out one other businessman. Point me out one who was put on trial for overestimating the value of property in order to obtain a loan that he already paid back and had the bank say was perfectly great and they would hope to do business with him again. You see, when you get a loan on your property, the banks, they send out people to assess your property. So whoever Deutsche Bank sent to Mar-a-Lago thought that Donald Trump had assessed his property perfectly fine. Otherwise, they wouldn't have gave him a loan on it. If I want to get a loan on my house right now, bank's going to send somebody to my house to say, well, this is what we think it's worth. We don't care if you say it's worth $100 million. We think it's worth this. Well, obviously, Deutsche Bank did that. So name me another person, another business owner, who's been accused of this. There isn't one. Doesn't that strike you as odd? In the history of New York, not one. Only him? Why? Even if you hate Donald Trump, you have to say to yourself, wait a minute, that's not fair. That's not normal. There's a lot of people I don't like. I don't wish them ill. I don't wish the law would make things up to prosecute them. I don't like Joe Biden. I don't wish him ill. I don't want him to fall going up the stairs of the plane. I don't want him to trip off the stage. I don't want him to have Alzheimer's. And I don't want him prosecuted for something he didn't do, but I do want him investigated when the evidence clearly shows he did. And right now what you're doing is saying you have no right to investigate Joe Biden when there's this much evidence, and there's no evidence against Donald Trump, and it's, well, we're investigating him anyway because he's Donald Trump. Malcolm X once said, beware the liberals. That's what he said. You don't believe me? Look it up. Beware the Democratic liberals. He was right. Because those are the people. Well, there aren't any more Democrats anyway. They're all socialists now, most of them, 99.9% of them. But the remaining couple. What do I know about Malcolm X? I know a lot about Malcolm X. I know that's what he said. If you don't believe me, look it up. Are you denying he said that? We got a guy in the chat room saying, what do I know about Malcolm X? I know he said, beware the liberal Democrats. And if you don't believe me, look it up. Apparently, I know more than you, because apparently you think that he didn't say that. And he did. So one for me, a zero for you. You see, this is the problem. People refuse to educate themselves. And then they just think, well, if I think something's true, it's true. Okay, I'm going to put you on the phone. Did Malcolm X say that? Yes or no, caller?
I saw Malcolm speak, man, many, many years ago. Okay, yeah, he mm-hmm. did say that. But what okay. Malcolm also said is for the black community to become self-sufficient economically. And I stand by that there today. And this is even more apparent. I don't care about Trump, nor do I care about Biden. Biden is the one that signed that federal crime bill that made the mass incarceration of black people, whom a lot
absolutely
of them were innocent. Okay, Malcolm also said, is control your own educational standards, is because this garbage that they're teaching in these public indoctrination centers is ridiculous. Now, as far as individuals on the sexual, okay, what individuals do on their sexuality is fine, great, beautiful, that's their business. But one damn thing I'm not going to do is call a man a woman, and I don't care how he dresses. That's his business as long as he don't come to me with it, okay? And I'm sure you feel the same way.
Or my children.
Now, the Jeff.
Or children.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, now the gentleman had stated they're going to be coming door-to-door confiscating our electronic devices. Oh, yeah, the same thing with your laptops, your cell phones, and all that. So my recommendation is on that, get all your data out of there when they start going door-to-door. Bust up the cell phone, bust up the computer, man, and throw it off the Golden Gate Bridge or any other body of water or what have you. Is because they can and will use it against you, okay? They violate the Constitution that they swore was supposed to be the life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness or what have you, because I'm one of those old birds, so my memory might not be what it was 20 years ago. This food chain that they put in food is garbage. You know, they need to throw Bill Gates' ass in jail is because he's coming up with these GMOs. And there was a gentleman, you know, who was a doctor, and I forgot his name, who had talked about that, saying that these GMOs are targeting black people specifically on genetics, particularly black women. Also, too, is that black people need to control their own economics worldwide, because on a continent, Africa, all the world's resources is coming from there. You know, your tungsten, your diamonds, your bauxite, you know, your silicon.
Let me ask you a question. I put you on pause because I want to ask you a question. You do know that abortion was originally so that it would lower the population of black children. That's what originally it was founded to do. And that was done by the Democratic Party, Cole.
Yeah, Margaret Sanger, you're absolutely correct on that there, sir. And this is why they targeted, you know, young black females to get an abortion. You see what I mean? It's because they're in fear of a black. Okay, they're in fear of a black insurrection, but the cold part about it is there's nothing to worry about. You see what I mean? It's because this is why we got to get our children, black children in particular, out of the public indoctrination centers, is because I went through them, inner city public schools. It was all garbage, you know, haven for gang activity, drug usage, things of this nature right here. And then Eric Adams is garbage. I mean, he's got migrants sleeping in the Chicago police station. But at the same token, he wants, which is crazy. And then that's the mayor of Chicago. And then, you know, he wants to pull away funding from black activity programs for inner city youth, you see. Now, Eric Adams, he's a joke, you know what I'm saying? Kamala Harris, and she belongs in jail. Barack Obama, the biggest failure to the black community, going, oh, well, you know, I'm voting for a black president. For what? But he was serving everybody else's interests instead of black people. Also, too, I am for the reparations, is because we did build your country, and the U.S. economy still benefits it off of it today. And Dr. George DeGruy is doing a
We're going to run out of time, caller, but thanks for calling, and we will see you next time.
Marcus Kane, as I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.